Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Lowell George reminding you to...
This is a top to, we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see, the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11,
and the amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is that any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes, you know, be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Welcome to Conversation Radio's Lean, Mean, and Green Show right here on the Horn. It's Foxed Up with John Fox, where we turn the conversation to conservation. Foxed Up is brought to you by B1 Louder Productions in Sydney, Australia, and CityNet, citynet.net. B1 Louder by ringing 877-4-HEAD-ON. That's 877-443-2366, or use your free minutes by dialing direct 304-658-5453. Yeah. Host, the ranting, head-banging hippie, John Fox.
All right, everybody, welcome aboard Foxed Up. And yes, it's actually not a rerun. It is, Wednesday night or Thursday morning or Thursday afternoon, all depending on where you reside on this beautiful blue marble, such that it still is. And, you know, haven't really done much of this in a while, and, you know, there's been so much going on, and how do you come back and in an hour kind of get back into it? So I figured, well, it's not a 12-step program, but I sent Bob a bunch of music. And in amongst, we'll talk about a couple of things. But I figured I'd let music just speak some of the emotions that I've been feeling as of late while having been off air. So, you know, and Bob's saying, I'm ready. You doubted me? No, Bob, no. But I discovered hidden in a folder, I thought I had more suicidal tendencies than I was finding. And I'm sorry, this whole, you know, the Paris Hilton response thing, aside from making me laugh, disturbed the hell out of me. You know, because, I mean, just the level of the debate and the lack thereof. And I got something from Australia along the same lines. I reckon right-wingers across the world, or people who have nothing to offer, have, like, you know, the same limited playbook. Well, get there in a bit, but I'm sitting there kind of going, oh, track of the day, track of the day. And this ended up spurring on the idea of putting a playlist together. So I stumble across the Suicidal Tendency stuff, and just for some reason, some good 90s kind of, I don't know, metal worked for me. And I come across one, which we'll play second. But first, because it's actually prayer meeting here on, you know, Bob does prayer meeting on Wednesday night, so I figured this is one for Bob and prayer meeting. And it's just, yeah. But I love Suicidal Tendencies. I reckon they never quite got as much credit as they deserved. Hell of a bunch of players. And you know, yeah, it's kind of punky, it's kind of rough, and it's kind of, but it's just so much fun. And they were kind of Rage Against the Machine before Rage existed, in my opinion. And this was actually one of their bigger hits, but I think this song's just so much fun. You know, because it's Wednesday night. So Suicidal Tendencies and Send Me Your Money. Roll it, Bob. But that actually came because I wanted to play this other one, because I have, you know, I've been stuck on that newer Sublime album recently, and Ozzo Motley I just can't bring myself to take it off the MP3 player at the moment. But, you know, I just look at what's going on at the moment, just the insanity of it all, and like the insanity of all the coverage over the Olympics. I mean, here it's just disgusting, you know. It's just like, oh, it's all so wonderful, the competitors. Da, da, da. Meanwhile, you know, the Chinese have gone and blocked internet access to reporters, you know, and they've unblocked it, but not really, and they're, you know, forcefully removing, you know, people they consider opposition out, way outside, hundreds of miles away from the Olympic city, so that that the press can't get to them. They're being put in isolation. You know, I mean, it's just you couldn't write this stuff, but yet it's happening. And for some reason, I don't know why, ha ha ha, songs of revolution are just really getting underneath my skin, and I'm digging them. And so I reckon this is a song that needs reviving. This is a great track, and it's all about the lyric. Also from Suicidal Tendencies, Give It Revolution. Roll it, Bob. We'll be right back.
Okay, okay. I'll start toning it down a bit.
You can put a bullet in my head, but you can't kill the words I've said. I think it's just, you know, I expect some mess at the Olympics. I think actually there's been a chink in the armor shown, and there's just too many journalists there. Stuff's going to get out. Arrangements will be made. Former Olympians have already been banned from going. The whole thing is just so horrible. You know, and I feel for some of these, you can't avoid it here. I don't know what it's like in the States, even though I'll tell you the rest of the world is pissed off at the States who are interested in the Olympics because the schedule's all being worked out so that it's on prime time for you folks. Don't worry, Juggernaut, I'm not toning it down that much yet. My neighbor at work, I kill him all the time with this heavy stuff because he hates his speakers at work. But hey, man, sometimes you just gotta. And just on the lines of just really, really stupid tactics, this got really under my skin. Now, down here in Australia, we've got our climate change minister, who's also in who's also the water minister, is this woman by the name of Penny Wong. And from everything I've seen, she is a really good politician, pretty level-headed, thinks, you know. And, you know, most of y'all aren't here, so you don't realize that our main river system is, like, on the verge of collapse. And it's due to bad irrigation arrangements and permits and things. And because the last government, every time they came up with a plan to kind of, nationalize and work with the states to get to deal with the situation of fixing flows and other things, always had this part, this privatization part angle to it. And so it always got kicked back. So after like a decade, and now, you know, the scientists are all just, you know, screaming at the government going, we have to return some flows or else, you know, the salt levels are going to hit areas and they're just going to be dead. And so they have taken on a rather, you know, bold initiative of buying back permits. And it's all still a work in progress, but they are going to return some flows. It's kind of a national emergency. And here's where the all right-wingers play from the same book. When you didn't do anything when you were in power, and then now that someone is in power that's going to try and do something and you actually have nothing to bring to the table for the discussion to try and make it any better, you end up having to frame your opponent in some really immature fashion. And here, opposition water spokesman Greg Hunt made the comment in relation to the unfolding ecological crisis in South Australia's wetlands and lower lakes, which are at the mouth of the ailing river system. Penny Wong and Prime Minister Kevin Rudd are set to join Saddam Hussein and the Ba'athists of Baghdad as only the second government in the world to have presided over the destruction of Ramsar-listed wetlands. Okay, now, you didn't do a damn thing about this that anybody could work with. They finally have something that people are working with to return flows, which is the crucial thing. We got to do that or else the whole thing's gone. We face facts. We face the reality. But no, instead of working with maybe fine-tuning it, making it better, you screw around. And you end up, and, you know, I mean, we've seen this kind of stuff, you know, time and time again. you know, relating to some, you know, real or portrayed, you know, evildoer. And it's just, I hate the level this has gone to. So, it drives me crazy. I'm told we have a caller. All right, we'll do that first. David from Maine, welcome to the program. How you going?
Good evening, Mr. John.
How's things, mate?
Long time no talk.
Yeah, long time no on.
Yeah, long time no on. There you go. So I just wanted to get your opinion on this because it's causing quite a storm on the in Molloyville.
You mentioned something about this. Now I'm not really up. You mentioned something insane about Molloy's pushing for McCain to be president and a Democratic Congress. Is this
he wants a political meltdown? He said on the air he wants a political meltdown because as long as the Democrats can get the majority House of Congress and Senate, so it's veto proof. Anything that McCain wants to do, he can't get done. But, you know, it did stir up a lot of people, and but I can see where he's coming from.
Oh, mate, there's I go all kinds of directions when I think about, you know, what could happen, and you know, because I think the American political system is teetering on this edge, and it can fall off in kind of like a whole bunch of different ways, and it'll change how it kind of breaks apart. Because I do believe, almost regardless of anything, the Republicans are going to be just gutted after this election. I really do. I think they're going to be gutted. And there's going to be some splintering going on. Now, I think that there needs to be some splintering and shake up on the other side as well. But, you know, is that something that we want right now? I could be pulled in both directions, I reckon, because there's dirt everywhere.
Yeah.
And the place does need a damn good cleaning out. I can see where it comes. I can see where it comes. And then there's, you know, so there's those strategies, and then there's the within the system strategies. So, but hell, you know, I could see situations, you know, if you had this Republican president in, you'd probably still have a whole bunch of people from this administration there and be a whole lot easier to get their hands on if we had a veto proof majority in Congress.
He went on to say that Obama is not a Democrat. And he said,
You know, I mean, everything has shifted so unbelievably. You know, you look at, you know, it's that idea of new labor versus labor in the UK and kind of what's happened here. It's all shift, you know, the center has shifted so right where if you actually think true Democrat or true labor, very few of these people actually portray what would be, you know, the grassroots longtime belief of, you know, the stand on certain things like labor. I can buy into that as well.
I don't think Mr. Obama has any choice in the matter. He has to be like this. And I don't think Molloy can understand, or a lot of people understand who constantly are putting Obama in this position, like, well, he needs to do this, and he needs to do that, and he needs to do this. He can only do so much because of the control of the media.
I try and keep a bit of an eye on, you know, as much as I can, but it just I get so much more the impression that, you know, looking at the bigger picture. You know, Obama has talked about having a much more, you know, transparent, oversight-laden, also public-inputted system like never before, where, you know, I don't think it's about getting him nailed down on every single bloody issue before the election. That I think that there's going to be, included debate with the public like never before. And so, yes, he's got to play within the system. And, I mean, in some ways, he's pushing further left than we've seen in a while, you know, just by virtue of who he is. And I'm not out to stereotype in any way, but, I mean, he really does come from a different place, not only minority-wise, but, you know, socioeconomic, as in just where presidents have come from. You know, this guy's just recently joined the Millionaires Club. I think that has to make a fundamental difference in how you look at the world.
Oh, I think so.
Close, you know?
I think people are bending his arm to go the other way.
Oh, yeah.
And my feeling is this. When you have so many people telling you to do something and you want to please everyone, you're going to make someone mad. And if you don't know who to make mad, you're in a position that's going to mess you up inside. It's going to make you have basically a split personality.
Yeah, and you know, we still have you know, ways to go. We haven't even gotten to the convention yet. You know, I mean, I am so not getting, you know, in a bother about anything at all yet. There's all I see is the guy has got his feet on the ground. And he's going out there and trying to make his case, and he's looking good doing it. I hate to say it, but that's part of the modern world. But the guy looks good doing it. He's getting people around him. It's not a staged ordeal. You know, it becomes more staged in the way that they're having to prepare to accommodate these larger crowds. But the crowds aren't what's staged. It's just the place in which they're in, as opposed to McCain's pathetic attempts at, you know, supporter rallies, which just like look like the most unbelievably minuscule and disheartening events. I mean, he looks like a third party candidate would in any other election, at it visually.
I'd like to get your take on what you think of what, and I understand what you're saying. I agree with you completely. But, you know, this is something where we fall for the trap. Kind of like the Michael Dukakis trap, the Kerry trap, the Gore trap. This is the trap that we fall for. Because if you look at Greg Palast's page, now I don't know if it's legit or not. It sounds legit. He said the stripping of voting rolls has been pretty intense from state to state.
Oh yeah.
So here's the big question, John. Can the people who have invested in McCain, can they afford that McCain doesn't get the Supreme Court? Can they afford that he doesn't get the corporate self-interest in? And don't you think that pushes it more that they'll do anything they can to win this election?
Well, you're already seeing signs of it.
Yeah, I know.
Go ahead. Okay. There's a few things going on though that. You know, we are now actually coming up to what, by law as it stands now, will be the end of the Bush administration. I still don't put it past them to try something insane to hold on to power. I can't put it past them. There were too many attempts to try and change the Constitution about term limits while the last 7 years have been going on. We've got all this interesting kind of stuff going on. We have the fact that, you know, the Judiciary Committee actually did, you know, find Roe in contempt of Congress. That's actually really important. We've had these impeachment, non-impeachment hearings and seeing things like CNN repeating it a few times as though, you know, the American people really kind of need to see this. We have the accusations from the guy's attorney of Roe against that IT guy, McConnell, against him and his wife. If he doesn't take the fall for the Ohio stolen elections, they'll come after his wife on lobby charges. The guy's attorney, he's a right-wing IT specialist, and his attorney has come out asking for witness protection because the guy wants to talk. And his fingerprints are everywhere. All this Republican crap has gone down. So I think we're starting to see the rats start to jump ship.
You know, speaking of fingerprints, there's a great special that I have to recommend to you on Bill Moyer's journal on Abramoff and Grover Norquist. They pretty much broke it down in an hour. I recommend you watching that. You can probably go to pbs.org and click on Moyer's journal, and they have it all archived there, so you can watch it.
Okay, I haven't caught up with him in a while. I do like to, though, because he's one of the few out there that... And well, even he doesn't even go places that I wish he'd go, but I'll take him where I can get him.
Well, you know, that's the one that stood out to me, so I think even though you haven't seen a lot of them, I think that's the one that will pretty much reel you back in, as they say, into Bill Moyersville or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Well, but, you know, I actually think, you know, there's things in play that, I think are all going to time out as the election comes near about our electoral system and what's been done to it, like never before. And they're actually starting to connect dots in real concrete ways that are you know, are creating these couple of cases that are in Ohio at the moment, one of them which is to actually have it done by the election because it's that important, you know, where, you know, they have it traced down to the point where the servers that were tabulating the Ohio presidential results were also, I believe, the same servers as Republican National Committee email systems.
I don't know, John.
You tell me if they're making connections like that, and it comes down that executive privilege does not apply in these cases, that we're actually going to begin hearing stuff on exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I tend to think that we're looking at something like either Pakistan or Iran, whichever one they're going to decide to go with. That's going to be the least amount of trouble for them.
You know, and if they can do it as a proxy thing somehow, I think they will try. But, you know, I really do have serious concerns about something really just crazy happening when there really aren't any signs to anything that crazy going on.
Oh, you know, that's the worst time to realize and be alert at that time when everything is still. And it looks like everything's quieting down right now.
I don't think it's quieting down on all fronts.
No. In terms of what's happening here in the States, like everyone's on vacation. Not the world, because you got to remember, John, we're the center of the world. No, keep your focus on America.
Yeah.
But one thing I want to do before I go is I wanted to tell you, I guess Mia Farrow is going to have a conference tomorrow about protesting the
Chinese
government.
Right. She was in a bit of hot water for a little while, but I knew that she wouldn't be able to stay quiet. She's too good.
Right. And then the other thing I wanted to mention was the Newport Jazz Festival will be televised on the Internet, all the sets.
You were telling me that.
Yeah, So this weekend, if anyone wants to Google Newport Jazz Festival, I'm sure someone in the head-on radio chat room will put a link to it. And you guys can listen to it if you don't want to see any Imperial China Olympic Games.
It's going to be so bad for a couple of weeks. I hate this time. Every 4 years, it bugs me.
Well, John, I think that's it for the night.
All right, man. Well, I got some more music to play and some other stuff to yakety yak about. But, man, always good to talk to you, and we'll speak with you soon.
All right, John, later.
All right, our good friend David from Maine. So, you know, where was I going? And, you know, I just really think it's too early still yet for anybody to be getting, like, all, you know, about anything with the election yet. I just really think it's time to just, you know, take a breath. Wait till after the convention, then wham.
Don't worry about it. You know. It's all to try and waste your energy. but anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. You know, for those people that still just really, you know, just those commenters Bob was reading during the horn section, you know, people like that. It's all about Alice Cooper, Bob. Tell me when you're ready to go. Because this just, you know, we talk about Idiocracy and everything. And from out here, I'm telling you, it looks more and more like Idiocracy all the bloody time. It's insane. And so I just couldn't pass this. Alice Cooper and Hey Stupid. Roll it, Bob.
rock and roll song, but hey. Wow. During that song, this thunderstorm just kind of like rolled in. Now, there hasn't been much rain, but I'll tell you. About a minute and a half ago, one boomer came through that I felt just like through the floor. That was amazing. Lights flashed and everything. So if I vanish, you'll understand why. As I keep an eye out for cats at the door. I think I hear one. I think I hear one. That would probably be a Chico. But, you know... Hey, stupid. See, this is like my five-step program to getting back into the idea of doing shows and being serious about it. Play some music and rattle on. And, you know, the whole China Olympics thing really, really angers me. You know, when they turn around... Ooh. And when they turn around and, you know... break those promises that we knew that they'd break over access and freedom of speech. We knew they'd do this. And yet, we gave it to them anyway. And you know, there's these, you know, there's all these young kids that have, you know, had all this money and whatnot invested in them, and they're going out over there to go and be corporate whores while attempting to achieve, you know, their own personal, you know, athletic dream. And I mean, you know, can you really ask them to sacrifice that? I mean, I put the question to them, but I could understand them saying, you know, this time, no. But Cadel Evans, one of our cyclists, all through the Tour de France, which he came in second, he wore Free Tibet stuff the entire time during the race. So I wonder if he'll play ball or not. That could be interesting to watch. And he could do really well. Go Cadel. You know, and what is this all about? It's all about people just bloody want freedom. They just want freedom. So with that, we're going to play Rage Against the Machine. Freedom. Roll it, Bob.
Stop! cheating on the level of our unconsciousness. For example, what does the billboard say? Come and play, come and play. Forget about the movement.
Wow, are those some fun noises or what? Yeah, that's cool. That's very cool. Bob here. And the reason I'm doing this is because John's busy dodging lightning bolts right now. Yeah. Last message I got from John was, Bob, I'm shutting down. Goodbye. Quick. Because apparently it got pretty doggone ugly there. And he said they were hitting kind of too close to the house for comfort. So I said, Lord knows I don't advise playing in lightning unless, of course, you're a Republican. Then I advise playing in lightning while holding, your great grandpappy's old Billy Baru hickory shaft steel headed putter. Yeah, because I'm mean. I guess that's the close of All Foxed Up for tonight. There's only about 10 minutes remaining in the program, and so I'm sure John would want me to thank all the mods, thank the News Ninjas, thank our blogger Texas Betsy. He'd want me to thank Cold River Mountain Watch. He'd want me to thank you, especially, listening either by podcast or listening live or listening on iTunes or any of the many other places where horn programming is available. So having done all that, I will thank you. And what we'll do, John had one more track lined up for tonight, which I think we'll take a run at, a little something from Little Feet. And we'll run that. And then we'll run his closing music and have a nice, tidy little hour, even though John, you big old scaredy cat, ran away from the lightning. No. John, you big old smart guy, got away from the lightning. Yeah. Shut it all down, unplug stuff, and get away from the fearsome wrath of Thor, Odin, Zeus, that. So thanks, everybody. For my part, a little reminder that I neglected to mention at the end of my program, I'm not sure if I'll be on the air tomorrow night. I've got a doctor appointment at 10:30 in the morning, and it's supposed to be one of those work-in things. So Lord only knows when they will work me in on the schedule. If I'm here, I'm here. If I'm not, I apologize. And you'll know that I got caught up in waiting room hell. I'm taking a really thick book with me, if that tells you what my outlook on the situation is. So we'll wrap up with Little Feet On Your Way Down, and followed by John's traditional out-cue music, Signs. And as the saying goes, be good, be green. We'll see you tomorrow.
Same. down.
And now, as we close the evening, to play us out. What's that mean, to play us out? I don't understand what that means, to play us out. We'll do it live. We'll do it live. This has been All Foxed Up. Catch you tomorrow, right here, on America's Liberal Voice. The world's liberal voice. The Head On Radio Network. The Horn. Y'all be good.
And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I tucked my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. Shift card to get inside.